This is Classic Hit Country, KTTN.
We're back here from Hy-Vee. Let's give you another couple of deals here on a three-day sale that's going on today, or no, tomorrow, I beg your pardon. Tomorrow through Sunday, 16th through the 18th, with every $60 purchase, get 30 cents off per gallon. Real simple there. 30 cents off per gallon when you buy $60. I feel like you blink your eyes and spend 60 bucks on groceries.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, just come in and get the job done. We were kind of studying this Putnam County roster. I can tell that the guys, even with Trenton and Unionville being a little bit ways apart, the guys are familiar with some of these Putnam County guys. They're not the biggest team, but when you see them on film, Coach, what impresses you?
Well, they've got some speed, and they, you know, they're well coached, you know, and they play hard. You know, it's not like back in the days when I played. And, you know, these kids, social media, it's so easy to access, you know, and get to know guys from another town or even another state, you know, and then like all of these guys are multiple sport athletes here. And so they see them, you know, like Coleman was just talking about, he's a baseball guy and, you know, he's a wrestler and he does this. And Gabe played basketball against a couple of them. So, you know, they all know each other. They know each other and have some social media contacts and that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's not like, you know, back in the old days in the 80s and 90s when you
played. By the way, and I don't think it's going over the air, but if it is, and I can't hear it if it is, but there's a little TV on in the background. The Hy-Vee folks who are here saying, we're Chiefs fans.
Yeah.
So we want 41 on that TV. So I say, well, just don't have it on too loud, but everybody here Chiefs? Anybody Chargers?
Chargers.
Just to be different.
He is not a Chargers fan.
I'm not a Chargers fan.
He's not a Chief fan either. That's
here's
my Giants are one of them.
Yeah, he's a New York Giants guy. We get into this all the time. I'm a Cowboys fan, and he's a Giants fan.
Here's what I'll say about the Chargers, because there are a lot of teams that are in this situation. Yeah, what does Ric Flair say? In order to be the man, you got to beat the man. I feel like everybody just saying how good Justin Herbert is, and I'm not saying he's a good all-pro quarterback. You got to prove it to me at some point. You know, he's a good young quarterback, but you got to win the division. You got to do all these things. You got to, you know, AFC championship game. It's like, okay, Chargers, if you're that good, you got to win.
Well, and if they're that good and they win tonight, they'll be in the driver's seat. So,
yes, they will.
You know, they opened up with a division rival. So, you know, I keep telling my son's a big Chiefs fan. I keep telling him, I'm like, this is not a great game for the Chiefs because, you know, it's good that it's at Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did beat the Raiders, the Chargers beat the Raiders at home. And it's good that it's an Arrowhead because it's hard to win there. But if they do, they're in the driver's seat.
Whoever loses tonight wins tonight.
What's that?
Whoever loses tonight wins the next time they play.
That's true. Right. I don't know. The Chiefs don't lose to the Chargers very often in L.A., though. Not really, anyway.
Well, that's like going to Texas Stadium anymore. It's just like neutral ground. Everybody goes there. Everybody, you know, it's like a.
You know, the fun thing is I've opened up Pandora's box just by mentioning the pros.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Let's go back here to Tim. Tim, you have a defensive line that is really getting things done. To me, they might be the most solid aspect of this football team right now. What makes you guys really gel with that group of four up front?
I mean, three out of the four of us also play O-line, so we get together and, like, you know, we have a bond that's really good. And then Brody, he's an animal, basically.
Here's what people can completely overlook, too. When you got to play both O-line and D-line, you go, you know, class one, class two football. A lot of guys go, you know, they go offense, they go defense. How challenging is that? Is that something you feel by the end of the night, or do you just go, hey, I got to get myself in shape so I can do this?
I think it has helped with Coach, like, conditioning us. Like, I don't feel, like, as gassed this year as I did, like, last year, and I only played one side of the ball last year.
That's a confident. You know, you talk about, you know, confidence just as a whole. When you realize that you're in shape and you can go four quarters, that gives you confidence late, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's been the most fun part of 3 weeks of the season thus far, Tim?
Definitely Lathrop. That was fun. Tossing people, basically. That interception was nice.
Coleman, I had the golf girls here earlier, and we were talking about the atmosphere that they created at Brookfield because they're both there then, and Lathrop, about how they were just rocking and rolling there. Something you guys have noticed, the amount of support, especially you got from the student body thus far.
Yeah. So my sophomore year, when we didn't win a game, they weren't very loud. And when we came out my junior year, I told them, if you're loud, we'll win a game. And ever since then, they've been loud, and we've started winning a little
bit. I'm going to throw them under the bus here a little bit. I don't know if you heard this. When you guys were walking in, they were kind of wrapping up their comments. And their quote was, it's really fun this year because the boys are finally good.
Yeah.
That was throwing that finally in there was, but you know, it's what's making this year really fun. What did you guys take most out of the Princeton win last week?
I took that we need to work on our pass game, or not pass game, our defensive pass game. We got burnt, and I think they got us on a little tight end quick pass right there, tight end dump, and we just got to work on covering the pass a little bit more.
I know it was your last touchdown, Coach, but I thought Coleman did really good work on his pass to Mason. Got the touchdown in the third quarter. You know, he had to have quick decision making, quick fake handoff, get the ball, throw the slant. It was really well done.
Yeah, he does a great job. He does it in practice all the time. You know, I was really impressed with. He put a little heat on that thing, and Mason did a great job of snagging it out of the air. And when you watch him on film, you know, you can see him kick because there's a kid right behind him, and you see him just kick in the jets because he wanted to score a touchdown. He really took off and ran hard.
And it has to put a smile on your face, too, because I know the best coaches are the ones that they don't want their kids to be satisfied. And one of the first things Coleman said was, what did I take out of that? And he says, well, we gave up a touchdown defensively. We didn't like that too much.
We talk about being sad, not being satisfied all the time. You know, and you know, don't get me wrong. We love what's going on right now, but we know that if you just stay the course and stay focused, good things will keep happening.
I was talking with coaches this week about how there's any coach will say we want to get better every play, every practice, every game. We want to win on Friday nights, but we also want to be the toughest football team that we can be when we get to round one of districts. Is it a balancing act where you say we want both, but we want to be one tough out when it gets to week 10?
I don't know that we put a week on it. You know, part of our mantra is you know, toughness, mental and physical toughness. You know, our kids, they wear our ETC bracelets all the time, and it's a constant reminder. You know, and I don't know that we worry about week 10. We just worry about the next week. You know, we don't get in front of ourselves. You know, we can't worry about who we're playing at homecoming because we got to go to Putnam County. Yeah. And we got to play a game up there. So, you know, that's our main focus. You know, and we tell our kids, you know, find your why. Why do you come to practice? Why do you work so hard? Find your why, and then every day or every practice, find something that you want to get better at today. You know, I'm gonna get out of my stance faster. Or if Coleman says, I'm going to throw the ball a little bit harder. Or I'm going to work on being more accurate. Or, you know, our running backs, hey, I'm not going to take a false step when I get out of my stance. If you can find one thing that you can get better at every day, and then every day we just keep getting better. And that's kind of our goal.
This is any level of football, Coleman. I've always been really impressed because it's not something that was around when I was going through school in the 80s, that run-pass option, where you put that ball into Gabe's belly and you either give it to him or you keep it. How difficult is it, or what are the things that you as quarterback have to do to indicate to him in that half second, I'm giving you the ball or I'm keeping the ball? What are some of those key points?
We keep it really simple. When I'm giving the ball to Gabe, I just pull my hand out and I just push it in a little bit harder than what I would if I'm going to keep the ball.
You kept it more last week. Is that just reading the linemen?
Yeah, I don't want to give out all of our secrets, but
we read. Yeah, it's if you watch football at different levels, I know Coach is aware of this. You will see the quarterback. He'll be looking at that. Usually, it's the defensive end, and wherever he moves, that's the decision that's made.
Yeah, and it depends on what level. You know, it's funny that you know, you hear people that watch the NFL and they talk about, you know, what was Peyton Manning, Omaha, that was his signal to tell somebody, you know, or you hear the center go, 57's the mic, 57's the mic. You know, he's telling the other linemen that this guy's the mic backer. Might not be the guy in the middle. He might be the guy over here. And that's the guy they're reading to do their RPO off of, or they're doing their whatever it is they're doing. You know, and they're getting pretty efficient at it. They practice it all the time.
Let's go all the way down to Gabe here. I usually wrap up with this sort of a question. In order for Trenton to go to 4-0, stay in first place in the GRC to beat Putnam County, what's the most important thing tomorrow night?
Fight harder than they are, do our jobs right, and
That's a Kevin Hickson answer right there. That's gut check answer, right, Coach?
Yeah, we talk about it. You know, we know it's a 48-minute fight. That was probably the last thing I said to him before we got off the field tonight.